What's happening in Flint has some people wondering about what's happening in their homes. This is the Environment Report, and I'm Rebecca Williams. The Flint water crisis is highlighting the problem of lead exposure in kids. Lead can permanently lower IQ and cause behavior problems. Now state officials are urging schools around the state to test their water for lead. But it's also important to know what's going on at home. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has been looking into ways you can test your home, and he's here with me now. First of all, Mark, when is it a good idea to test your tap water?
Well, cities are supposed to routinely test for lead. They're required to by federal law. They're supposed to go out and sample places in the system where they know lead can be a potential problem. And those are places typically where water is delivered through a lead service line in the system. And they're supposed to manage that water chemistry in a way that reduces the chance of lead leaching into your water from these old pipes. And that's something that Flint just didn't do. So you can call your city and find out if they know whether there's a lead service line running to your house. And it just never hurts to test your own water. The plumbing and faucets in your house can contain lead sometimes. So depending on where you live, you might be able to get your water tested for free. Or if you have to pay for it, a water sample test costs around $25, so it's not that expensive.
Okay. And officials tell us that the biggest source of lead exposure is going to come from old paint. If you've never had your home tested, how do you start doing that?
Yeah, so if you live in a home built in 1978 or earlier, you should just first assume that there's lead in it somewhere. So the question becomes, do you have kids in the home that can be exposed to it? And you can talk to your doctor about testing them for lead exposure if you live in an older home. I called up Mary Sue Schottenfels. She's with Clear Core Detroit. They help homeowners clean up the lead in people's houses. And she says the only real way to know whether there are hazards in your house is to hire a professional.
To really properly test for lead, you've really got to test every component that either is deteriorating or is inherently a lead hazard, like a window that goes up and down, a door that bangs.
Friction on windows or door jams can create lead dust, and that dust is one of the biggest ways that kids get exposed to unsafe levels of lead. And the other reason to hire a professional is that lead can show up in some pretty weird places in your house, places like bathtubs or old ceramic pots and pans, or it can be found in the soil around your house.
So how much does this cost to hire somebody to come in and look at your house?
Yeah, well, a whole house evaluation is not going to be cheap. I was told they run between $400 to $500. So you can start small. Those lead testing kits at hardware stores can give you an indication of where lead might be in your house. But one expert told me you might get some false positives with those tests. Another thing you can do is take individual samples yourself. So you can go out and sample the soil individually yourself, or you can get some wipes and send those into a lab and just do individual samples here and there.
Are there any government programs that can help people out with all of this?
Yeah, there are a whole host of lead hazard reduction programs. And depending on where you live, those programs will give out grants or they'll give out 0% home loans. And they would test and clean up the lead in your house. But you have to meet certain requirements with these programs. Typically, your income has to be below a certain level. You have to live in an older home. You have to have a child in the house that's 5 years or younger, typically. And they might want that child tested for lead. And depending on the program, you might have to show that the taxes are current on your house. So applying for these grants or loans can be a lengthy process, and there are people that can help you with it. But if it means cleaning up your house, it might be worth it. You can call your local community development office to find out whether your city has a program like this. And if you don't qualify for one of these grants or loans, you can find a certified lead removal contractor. I've got a web post together that shows where you can find a lot of this information. It's at michiganradio.org.
That's Michigan Radio's Mark Brush. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.